Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You love your pets, but sometimes they can get into things and it can be a mess and they can be so naughty, because Lindsey Vonn, the Olympic skier, she put on social media that her two dogs chased down a porcupine.
Oops.
And they had quills all over their face. The dogs are okay, but begs the question. You have a fun story to share? What did your pet get into?
You got Elizabeth and Radar. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and sharing these stories. It's always fun to hear these stories and, you know, the aftermath. Because when you're going through it, when these things happen, you're just like pulling your hair out. But now that it's done, you can kind of look back and laugh at it a little bit.
John called into the show here and said, have you ever seen a sticky trap? So his cat tried to catch a mouse that was stuck on a sticky trap.
Uh-oh.
The trap got stuck to the cat. Chaos ensued, and his apartment was trashed.
Cats don't like it when things get stuck to them.
No,
I'll just say that.
No, not at all. And then Robin wrote a message here at facebook.com/991themix. Her dog ate a winning $50 lottery ticket. They were able to retrieve the ticket, put the pieces back together to go and redeem it. But it didn't work because all the barcodes were not on there anymore.
Oh, that's a crappy 50 right there.
50.
Right?
$50, though. She wasn't just going to let that go to waste.
Let's put it back together.
We've got a couple calls here this morning. Jane, what did your dog get into?
So I'm a classroom teacher in elementary school, and all the kids at the holidays give you gifts, and I got a whole bunch of, like, baked goods and chocolate. Somehow overnight, he got into the bag of chocolate. We're not even sure how much he ate, and of course, it was Christmas Eve day, so the vet was closed. We called the emergency vet, and they said give him a tablespoon of hydrogen peroxide every hour until he vomits.
Oh, lucky you, during Christmas, too, just so you want to deal
with. Merry Christmas, everybody.
And your dog's like, but it smelled so good, Mom.
Oh, yeah. And I noticed that the collar before was a lab. So Labradors, you know, are a little crazy.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah, they are.
But we love them. They're so great. They're wild, but they're great.
We do love them.
Thanks, Jane, for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jessica, before we find out what your dog got into, I feel like we need to ask, was your dog a lab? Because all these stories are about labs.
No, he's a German Shorthair Pointer. He's a bird dog.
Okay. Oh, a bird dog. Okay.
And what did he get into?
A bottle of Tylenol.
Oh, not good at all.
Did he have a headache?
Afterwards, he did.
Yeah. Oh, it was so scary. I had the bottle of Tylenol sitting on the counter, and he got into it, and I woke up from a nap like an hour or so later, and all of a sudden there's like blood and poop oh my God, it was so disgusting, so terrible. I rushed him to the ER.
Yeah.
That was an expensive vet visit.
Yeah, they always are. But
in the end, he was okay?
Yeah, he's okay now, yep.
What's his name?
Chevy, like the truck.
Just like the truck. Well, we're glad that Chevy's doing much better. Yeah, don't get in that Tylenol bottle.
Yeah, Chevys and Tylenol do not mix.
No.
Talk to you another time, Jessica. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Melissa, so what's your dog's name?
Shadow.
And what did Shadow get into?
So when I was at work, I came home, and she got into the can of cheese spray, which is kind of like silly string. So there was cheese spray all on my ceiling, all over my floor. She clearly got some of it, but most of it went all over my house.
It was a party. Probably had some other dogs over.
I was just going to say, right? Melissa, you are annoyed by the mess, and I don't blame you, but Shadow's like, this is amazing. Who knew this stuff was in this can?
Mom better buy this again.
Yeah, needless to say, we tape all the things away from the edge of the counter from now on.
We have to do the same with our dog, Coco. She's a counter surfer.
Do you have a child or do you have a dog? Pretty much do the same for both.
Keep everything in the middle of the counter and make sure that Tylenol bottle stays in the cabinet,
definitely.
Too. We learned that. Thanks for the call, Melissa.
All right, thanks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!